2 Kings chapter 20. In those days Hezekiah was sick to death. And the prophet Isaiah the son of Amoz came to him, and said to him, This is what the Lord Jehovah says. Set your house in order. Because you shall die, and not live. Then he turned his face to the wall, and prayed to the Lord Jehovah, saying, I beg you, O Lord Jehovah, remember now how I have walked before you in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in your sight. And Hezekiah wept greatly. And it came to pass, before Isaiah had gone out into the middle court, that the word of the Lord Jehovah came to him, saying, Return, and tell Hezekiah the captain of my people. This is what the Lord Jehovah, the God of David your father says, I have heard your prayer, I have seen your tears. Indeed, I will heal you. On the third day you shall go up to the house temple of the Lord Jehovah. And I will add to your days 15 years. And I will deliver you and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city for my own sake, and for my servant David's sake. And Isaiah said, Take a lump of figs. And they took and laid it on the boil, and he recovered. And Hezekiah said to Isaiah, What shall be the sign that the Lord Jehovah will heal me, and that I shall go up into the house temple of the Lord Jehovah the third day? And Isaiah said, This sign you shall have of the Lord Jehovah, that the Lord Jehovah will do the thing that he has spoken. Shall the shadow go forward 10 degrees, or go back 10 degrees, on the sundial? And Hezekiah answered, It is a light thing for the shadow to go down 10 degrees, no, but let the shadow return backward 10 degrees. And Isaiah the prophet cried to the Lord Jehovah. And he brought the shadow 10 degrees backward, by which it had gone down in the sundial of Ahaz. At that time Berodachbaladan, the son of Baladan, king of Babylon, sent letters and a present to Hezekiah. Because he had heard that Hezekiah had been sick. And Hezekiah listened to them, and showed them all the house of his precious things, the silver, and the gold, and the spices, and the precious ointment, and all the house of his armor, and all that was found in his treasures. There was nothing in his house, nor in all his dominion, that Hezekiah did not show them. Then Isaiah the prophet came to King Hezekiah, and said to him, What did these men say? And from where have they come to you? And Hezekiah said, They have come from a far country, even from Babylon. And he said, What have they seen in your house? And Hezekiah answered, All the things that are in my house they have seen, there is nothing among my treasures that I have not shown them. And Isaiah said to Hezekiah, Hear the word of the Lord Jehovah. Indeed, the days will come, that all that is in your house, and that which your fathers have laid up in store to this day, shall be carried into Babylon. Nothing shall be left, says the Lord Jehovah. And of your sons who shall be born by you, which you shall father, they shall take away, and they shall be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon. Then Hezekiah said to Isaiah, The word of the Lord Jehovah is good which you have spoken. And he said, Is it not good, if in my days there is peace and truth? And the rest of the acts of Hezekiah, and all his might, and how he made a pool, and a conduit, and brought water into the city, are they not written in the book of the chronicles of the kings of Judah? And Hezekiah slept with his fathers, and Manasseh his son reigned in his place.